Welcome to the Stock Car Spectacle. I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And, of course, Nick is still gone. He has not been here to film with us. So, we're going to miss him on this show.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go right into our diecast of the week. We missed that on our review show, so let's go into it on our preview show.
So I went with Ryan Blaney's PPG paint scheme from the 2018 season. I think it's a really good-looking car here. I think it's one of the best-looking schemes that he runs every year. The fact that they're leaving this year and jumping over to the two car really kind of upset me when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of the best-looking cars week in and week out. I was really hoping to see Ryan get a win in one of these because, man, that would make a sweet race.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I see something is cased up over there again.
Yep.
What do you got?
So I got Kevin Harvick's 2018 Las Vegas win.
And
okay. I don't know if you remember, but this is the car where he had the bent-in rear window and his win got encumbered. But it's pretty cool because it was Stuart Haas's 100th win as a team.
Right.
And it was pretty funny the week after when he was at Phoenix when he tapped the rear window.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think he really deserved to have that win taken away because it was kind of, you know, the team really couldn't do anything about it during the race.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
But, hey, they still kept it as a win. They didn't take away like they're doing now with the new rules.
Yeah.
So he was still able to keep the trophy, the money, but the points were taken away, unfortunately. But still a pretty sweet car. He had so many wins in 2018.
Yeah, he was on a tear that
year. Oh, yeah, he won me a lot of money that year. All right, so let's get into our Vegas rundown. Nick, I mean, Mike, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're all messed up.
Yep.
Who am I sitting next to right now?
All right, buddy, you cover the trucks.
Right. So going into the trucks, once again, it was the Kyle Busch show. We know Kyle Busch comes down, runs this series periodically, and he absolutely just steals the show every time he's there. It was another case of that this weekend. Came in most of the race when they stayed long green flag runs. He had 3, 4, 5 second leads. And that's pretty much, you know, the biggest stories of the truck race, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So once again, we have that going on. Johnny Sauter, the highest finishing regular truck series driver in second.
And he was seven seconds behind,
right,
too.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, wasn't a whole lot to report on this week from the truck series. Like I said, Kyle Busch's performance kind of overshadowed everything.
Basically.
Yeah, brought up a lot of mixed reactions on social media.
Yeah.
Natalie Decker with another finish, which is, I think, her highest streak in her career
like
so
six
far.
Finishes in a row.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. The only other thing really to report, I mean, I noticed a lot of times it looked like Zane Smith was kind of struggling out there to keep his truck on the track. Put a couple people in some goofy situations, Ben Rhodes being one of them, who rallied back for a top five finish on his birthday. Happy birthday to my guy, Ben Rhodes.
Happy birthday,
shout
Ben.
Out to you. Big top five. Love it. So, yeah, good to see there.
Yeah, and it was pretty great. He was slow in practice and qualifying, but he really found the speed in the race.
So what I've noticed is that seems to be the way it's kind of gone since he's switched crew chiefs from Eddie Traconis to Matt Noyce.
Yeah.
When he had Eddie Traconis, Eddie would seem to bring him a better truck to start the week with.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be, you know, right in the top five in speeds in practice almost every week.
Yeah.
But with Noyce, it seems to me that he's not quite as good at bringing the raw speed, but he's phenomenal at making the in-race adjustments. So they'll bring a truck that might be a 10th to 15th place truck, and then they'll work on throughout the race, and the next thing you know, he's got a top five winning truck.
Right.
And they do that all the time. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're starting to see that more and more. So, but, yeah, other than that, like I said, really not a whole lot to report on from the truck race. The Kyle Busch show once again. So
it's his seventh win in a row in the truck series.
Exactly. So, now that we've got that out of the way, let's jump into today's Xfinity race.
Yep.
What are you thinking here?
Well, I think it's going to be a good race. The Boyd Gaming 300, it's going to be 200 laps. Stage 1 is 45. Stage 2 is also 45 laps. And we're going to end the race with 110 laps.
Right.
So, who you got for your pick?
Going into this race, we're going to see our first mile and a half now without the big three. I think this is going to be a very telling race.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we got the season off with a bang with Noah Gragson getting his first career Xfinity win at Daytona. No better place to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But we are seeing the debut of Daniel Hemric as well in the 8 car.
Exactly.
So, with that being said, I think I'm going to ride the Junior Motorsports wave here. I'm not going to, out of respect to our boy Nick, who's not here, I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to pick a teammate, and I'm going to go with my guy, Justin Allgaier. Running top five lap times in first practice. They seem to always be fast here at the mile and a half tracks, and I think he's going to rebound from last season with the one win. So I think today is going to be number seven, getting it done in victory lane, Justin Allgaier.
All right. And Nick, he sent me his picks. Nick is going to be going with Chase Briscoe. I think that's
Chase
another
Briscoe, yeah.
Great pick. My pick that I got to be going for is Ross Chastain. This is where he picked up his first career Xfinity win.
Right.
And he was fastest in practice. So I think he's going to have a great weekend. He has really shown some speed lately.
Yeah, he's showing speed. That Collin Racing Machine is showing a lot of speed, too. I see them being another one of those teams. He's going to be right up at the front every race.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like you said, I think he's a very strong contender and a strong pick to get that that first mile and a half victory of the season here today. So.
And then Brandon Brown, second place in practice yesterday. It's incredible for that team. They found some speed. Hopefully they'll have a good run during the race today.
Right, yeah, hopefully. You know, that's a team, obviously, not the most funded team in the Xfinity Series.
Right.
Anytime you see them towards the front, good look for them. Brings you know, some eyes to their operation. So hopefully they have a great finish and are able to do something with that today as well.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into the Cup Series. We're going to be talking about the Pennzoil 400. It's 267 laps. Stage 1 will be 80 laps. Stage 2 will also be 80 laps. And then we're going to end the race with 107 laps. So who do you have to pick for this race?
So if you look back and you look at kind of the history of who's run well here in the last, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 races at the Cup level, a couple of names that seem to stick out time and time again are Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, though, I don't feel super confident betting or doing anything with that 19 car, picking them as a favorite to win a race yet. I'm really going to be in wait-and-see mode with them, especially since Cole Pearn has left. So with that being said, I think the 22 of Joey Logano is going to take it to victory lane, get Penske Racing on the board in 2020, and I think he's going to have a great race all the way around.
All right. So for Nick's pick, he said he's going to go for Eric Almirola. Eric Almirola, he's had speed all day yesterday, and hopefully he'll keep up the speed during the race because he's been looking fast. He needs to get some more wins that are not on a plate track.
Right. Yeah, it'd be really good to see him get a non-restrictor plate win. Like you said, he did show a lot of speed in practice so far, so that's going to be a plus.
Exactly.
And he's also had a lot of success in the last three or four races, too. He's been in the top 10 in points accrued.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to see old 10 in victory lane here.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. And then for my pick, I got to go with Kevin Harvick. I mean, he's really, really fast at the mile and a half. He's showed it the past few years. And he picked up a win at Vegas a few years ago, and he's had, I think, 7 top 10s in his last, like, 8 races there or something. So he's been really, really good at that track.
Yeah, he kills it there.
Yeah. All right, so I think that'll do it for our episode here. So for the Stock Car Spectacle, I'm Ian Jordson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Follow Ashland Hedden's Racing. Make sure to follow Kodo's Mojo. He's another one of our friends with a really good sports podcast. So thanks for watching, guys.
See you guys.